Hello and welcome back to Seismic Podcasting with me, Sam Hamilton-Turner. I hope you're all doing really well. Welcome back to the show. If you've just joined us for the first time, then this is the podcast where I will be showing people like you, that's founders and decision makers, change-making brands, how you can be leveraging podcasting, that's your own podcast, to drive your missions forward. And today's episode is all about getting you to think about monetization of your podcast. It's probably something you've already thought about before. And we're going to pick this apart in quite a bit of detail and help you make some of those decisions, because this is now something that's coming up quite often on calls that we're having with various clients. And so we think it makes sense to do an episode on this just to try and address some of the concerns, the questions, and hopefully give you some clarity on what this all means. Now, the first question to ask yourself is, do you need to monetize your podcast at all? Okay, let's just start there. If we are to just consider your podcast as a marketing expense, then this is a very quick decision. You budget accordingly and you use it as a brand marketing tool. You use it as a long play. You don't put too many short-term metrics on it and you trust the process. Spend an amount of money that you're comfortable with and there's no need to monetize it any further. This doesn't necessarily need to be something that earns money directly. The other option, of course, is that you decide to monetize your show. Perhaps it's just to cover the costs of production, or maybe you want to go one step further and make it profitable all by itself. Then how do we go about doing that? And this really is what the bulk of the episode is going to be about, because I know many of you are thinking in this sort of way. The first thing to consider is what not to do, and that is advertising. And let me be specific on what I mean by advertising here. Advertising in podcasts means essentially clicking the monetize button on your podcast hosting platform. It's very, very simple. It's low friction. It's simply a matter of choosing whether or not you want to monetize your show, exactly like you would on a YouTube channel. And then what's going to happen is your platform is going to fill your show with pre-roll, mid-roll, and post-roll ads based on an algorithm that they deem to be suitable for listeners. They might be relevant, but they most likely won't be. There's a number of reasons that you want to avoid this. The biggest one, the one I really want to focus on, is simply that it doesn't work. It doesn't work for you, and it doesn't work for your audience. Now, let me explain that a little bit further. It sounds kind of obvious, but think about it. No one likes ads. No one likes to be sold to in that way. It feels horrible. It feels sleazy. It feels like you're being sold something you don't necessarily need from someone you don't trust. Is that really the sort of thing you want to be plastering all over your podcast when there is, as I will get to, a much better alternative? These adverts, they work on something called CPM. That's cost per mille, which in English really means cost per thousand. So what that means is there is a fixed price or an industry standard price related to how many thousands of downloads you get. And an average rate, it varies, but it's somewhere around £35 CPM. In fact, that's actually quite a premium rate, but that's not unheard of at all. So start thinking about those numbers. Unless you're getting thousands upon thousands of downloads and you're in that top 1% of all podcasts, then it isn't really going to make you anything at all, is it? Think that the average podcast gets about 128 listeners. That kind of number is not going to mean a thing to advertisers who are simply seeking as big an audience as possible. And let's not forget something that we keep talking about here. Niche is good. Mass market is not. And it seems that that flies directly into the face of trying to get money for your show. So with all that in mind, we come to the solution, the antidote to this CPM model and mass market media. The alternative is sponsorship. And this is different to advertising. As I said, people don't like ads. But what they do like is recommendations from friends and people they trust. And that is what sponsorship looks like. At least that is what sponsorship looks like to us. And when we go about securing sponsorship for client shows, this is very much how we think about it. Now, the actual sponsorship packages that you offer to your potential sponsors can look very different. They are custom. I mean, that's kind of the point. You can assess what you can offer a potential sponsor in return for their investment in your show. After all, that is what they're doing. Maybe it's host-read content. It most probably is. Maybe it's even a featured episode. It's quite easy to even add their logo onto your socials. It's entirely up to you. It's about where you can find the value. And that is the point here. The money follows the value. This is what they're doing. They are investing in you and your work. So let's think about why that might be a good idea for them. How can you start to sell this idea? We mentioned an average listenership of 128 people. But here's the thing. Who are those 128 people? They are not just a number on a sheet. They are real people with their own worldview. And if you, as someone running a podcast, has done their job properly, you'll know exactly who those 128 people are. And you'll be able to illustrate very clearly what kind of audience you have. You'll be able to describe their worldview, their interests, their job positions even. Then it's much easier to seek out a strategic partner to sponsor your show. Once you match up your audience to that of another company, you have a possible sponsorship opportunity. Then all of a sudden, CPM goes out the window. You're not selling ads. You are selling a partnership and access to a very specific group of people. If the companies you're approaching think that group of people is valuable, they will pay for that. And you can start to command your own value. This partnership approach means that you're now in the relationship game. So your network and your ability to cultivate new meaningful relationships is very important. But look at the end result. For you, you get the support of a company that you admire and respect and can proudly talk about on your show in the way of host-read placements. Your sponsor, they get the chance to have you recommend them to an aligned group of listeners that over time have come to trust you. And remember, that is such a key part of seismic podcasting, trust. And for your audience, probably the most important, they don't have to sit through irrelevant ads designed to make them buy stuff they don't need, or worse, try and find the skip button whilst driving. And yes, trust me, that happens. It worries me that ads have become kind of the norm in podcasting and we just sort of expect them to pop up now and we almost instinctively just click skip. That doesn't sound like a model that's working to me. That doesn't sound like anyone's getting value. Clearly, the audience doesn't want this. It's irritating. I doubt very much the podcasters want this. And I also don't really think advertisers are getting particularly good value for their money. So as far as we're concerned, the whole CPM and algorithmically placed ad system just doesn't work. As for how much you can make doing this, that simply comes down to how much value you can add to a sponsor and how much you're able to negotiate for that. And there really is no standard for this. I think making sure that your production costs are covered is a good place to start. And then you can look to slowly increase what you can ask for and maybe get to the point of making it profitable. As for how you go about doing this, and I know that's probably what you're going to be asking, well, think about it. You're asking people for their money. You might have experience with that in the past. Maybe you've written pitch decks, maybe you've applied for grants. Again, there are no rules, but you do have to decide what the best way is for you to approach people you know and ask for their money. You'll have to present a really strong case of the value you can add. It has to make sense for both parties. It has to align. And making sure you're very clear on who your audience is one of the key points you cannot afford to miss out of that pitch. Include as much information on your audience as you can. So then what's actually the best way to present that information? Is it a pitch deck? Is it a face-to-face meeting? An email? Well, they're all good options. The best way can only be left to your judgment. Here at Soundquake, we opt for pitch decks. They're shareable, they're easy to digest, and you can even add video presentations now, which sort of act like a first meeting. So they do take some time to produce and make bespoke, which they should be, by the way. This isn't something to do at scale. This is about handpicking only the most appropriate possibilities. Now, when might this be a good idea to pursue? Well, we think that the longer you can hold off, the better. That way, you're going to have more to show to these potential sponsors. Now, however, if you've already got a thriving community, as many of you do, I know this for a fact, you've already got people around you fully in support of what you do, the movements you've started, the businesses, the brands, the organizations that you run, then you can present your show even at the idea level and show your potential sponsors how many of what kind of person your show is going out to. So I hope that clears up any concerns you might have around sponsorship. There are, of course, other ways to monetize your show as well, which we are going to talk about in another episode, but I think it is worth breaking them down one by one because they do each have their own layers of complexity and of nuance, and I do like to keep these nice and short and snappy and to the point for you. So do let me know any other questions you might have about making your own podcast. You can either get in touch by email using sam.turner@soundquake.co.uk, or you can use the Spotify Q&A section. That's all for now. I will be back next week. Please do take care of yourselves, and if you're now getting to the stage of making your own podcast, then go make it seismic.